You know who to call, what to do, what you got, what to do. Is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression. Unsigned, treated with profession. Inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say, yeah. If you really ready, say, yeah. You know, you know.
Yo, 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 it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. My bad, I just received a weird text message. It's just like a bunch of symbols from 9999999. So that was weird. But anyway, Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. As always, I appreciate everybody who continues to tune in. Currently, we are broadcasting live every second and fourth Tuesday. Just had to revamp my schedule a little bit, but hopefully I will be able to free some things up and get back to my weekly broadcast. Nonetheless, if you know anyone that is looking to get in rotation to pretty much, you know, broaden their fan base, if they're interested in being a guest on the platform for an interview, please have them or yourself visit getliftedentertainment.com. There are tabs there that identify the different areas where you can submit your music and also submit for an interview request. Right now we are accepting interview requests for the month of November and December. So again, if you know anyone that is interested, you don't have to be an artist to be a guest on Get Lifted Radio, Turn It Up Tuesdays. The platform is definitely to help expand all aspiring individuals. It doesn't matter if you are a singer, dancer, draw, graphic designer, producer, DJ, manager, public relations. There's a whole list of fields. So obviously, if you fit a field and you want to be heard, you want people to know about you, go to getliftedentertainment.com and fill out the form there. I'm sure many, many people watched the debate last night, and it's definitely been a topic of discussion throughout the day. I have my opinions on it, but before I get into all that, we're going to jump into a track real quick. The first track we're going to get into here is from Jenna Fair. She is a recording artist, native of Chicago, currently resides in New York. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Jenna Fair, and that's JenniFair. Check out her video. The video is dope as well. The track is titled Pickup Lines. Here we go on Turn Up Tuesdays. Bow!
I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. Pardon my interjection. But you so bad, you stopped the intersection. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You so interesting. Oh, and I got time, I'm looking to invest in you, my dear. Thank you.
Yo. Once again, that was Jenna Fair. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Jenna Fair. I am Jenna Fair. I am Jenna Fair. That's J-E-N-N-I-F-A-I-R. A native of Chicago, representing both Chicago and New York. She currently resides in New York, so hit her up. She's definitely a dope artist. Check her out on our YouTube. Subscribe. Support one another. I think a large issue with artists supporting one another is starting to cease a little bit. I think artists are starting to understand more that it's very important to not just sit back and be like, oh yeah, I know they're a good artist in my head, but I'm not going to show them any love on the net or on the YouTube or whatever the case may be. You got to realize those artists have a fan base just like you do. So if they like you, you show love, they're going to tell their people about you. You may grasp some of their fans, and then it just creates a chain reaction. So put your egos down a little bit, show some love to one another, and I guarantee you there'll be some growth out of it. Nonetheless, we're like in the, that just ended the third week of football on Monday. Real quick, I just want to say, for those of you who don't know me, I'm from Ohio. So, yes, I am a Browns fan. And no, I'm not sad about being a Browns fan. However, I am sad that they lost that damn game on Sunday, because we definitely should have had our first win, but we go down 0-3. In the AFC East, we got the Patriots 3-0. In the AFC West, we got the Broncos 3-0. And also in the power rankings, the Broncos are number one. So they've taken the number one spot from the Pats in regards to the NFL power rankings. But going forward, we got the Ravens. They're 3-0 in the AFC North. The Texans is in first place in the AFC South. Then we move over to the NFC. We got the Eagles, surprisingly 3-0. Yeah, that's a little hate right there on the Philadelphia Eagles. My pops, he's a huge Philadelphia Eagles fan. He's from Philly. So it's obviously when the Browns and the Eagles play, he has a lot to say. I wasn't even trying to rhyme, but that rhymed anyway. And there goes some more rhyming. But anyway, here we go. NFC West, the Rams are 2-1. They're in first place. We got the Vikings 3-0 in the NFC North. And final, NFC South, we got Falcons in first place, 2-1, which they won last night. So, also, quick shout-out to Cleveland Indians. If I remember correctly, I know for sure that they clinched the AL Central title, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's like the first time since 2007. So Ohio trying to make a little noise, in the sports, so we can have some bragging rights. The Cleveland Browns, though, man, we got to do better. Like, we really got to do better. But anyway, if you got any thoughts on the presidential debate. Switching subjects real quick, but if you got any thoughts on the presidential debate, please remember to press 1 if you want to voice your opinion. There's some people that's listening on the internet. I see you. I appreciate you for tuning in. If you have any thoughts or you want to share some opinions, don't be afraid to type it there in the chat room, and we'll get it out here to the people. Your thoughts, or if you have, you know, I don't know, if you just want to not only just thoughts about the debate, but if you just want to express yourself in regards to anything, you just want to vent, 347-826-7536, press 1. No further ado, we're going to get into our next track. I think I'm going to take it over to Cali. Cali to the West Coast. We're going to go with my man Buck Suburn. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram, BUXABURN. He just drops a new album. You could check that out on iTunes, Buck Suburn, My Wheelhouse. This is the title of the track, My Wheelhouse. Please pay attention to the lyrics to this track. It definitely has to do with the things that are going on in society today. But Buck Suburn right here on Turn Up Tuesdays, Get Lifted Radio. Bow!
You know, an artist with skill, a hit one out the left field. Yo, A Rush, will it come again, my selector?
Hurry, hurry, step right up. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for the price of one golden token, buy your way into Buxa Burns' wheelhouse of amazing adventure. But remember, it's at your own risk as you enter. Nevertheless, be my guest.
Welcome to my wheelhouse. Welcome to my wheelhouse. Let's make a deal, take a spin on me wheel, and hear what me wheel will allow.
Check it out.
This time we let it on, paranoia. This time we let it on, paranoia. This time we let it on, paranoia. This time we let it on, paranoia.
Nothing worse than a paranoid cop. Looking at you with a paranoid watch. Pull you over on a paranoid stop. Then they walk up with that paranoid talk. With your license and your registration out. You're gonna get it then, this is what you got. The government, CD ghetto, be destroyed, block. Cause the policeman are coming, bust a paranoid shot. Is he crazy, is he mad, is he dumb? Who is that you give a badge and a gun? They're full of hate and the racism run. Palm they face cause that's where they from. Sit in a coffin with a piggy wanna put me, yo, we shook. An officer, you're gone like a rookie, yo. The paranoia make you play the judge and the jury when they see a black man dressed in a hoodie truck.
Welcome to my wheelhouse. Welcome to my wheelhouse. Let's make a deal, take a spin on me wheel, and hear what me wheel will allow.
Check it out.
This time we let it on, paranoia. This time we let it on, paranoia. This time we let it on, paranoia. This time we let it on, paranoia.
Nothing worse than a paranoid thug. Getting high off a paranoid drug. You're holding on to a paranoid grudge. Listen to this, hear what paranoid does. They get the Glock and they wait for the night. And then the tight man gets the gate of fight. He tell them, yo, them niggas bang them other colors, right? Then the other brother, woo, took another brother's life. Man, a fool, yo, them dudes never last. You're never cool when you move too fast. Moving along, next day, lose cash. They put the wrong one down in the grass. Really, that's a mishap, not a murder rat. Really, that's a schizophrenic panic get attack. Paranoia mind state, that's on whack. Rise in the crime rate, black on black.
Welcome to my wheelhouse. Welcome to my wheelhouse.
Welcome.
Let's make a deal, take a spin on me wheel, and hear what me wheel will allow.
Check it out.
This time we let it on, paranoia. This time we let it on, paranoia. This time we let it on, paranoia. This time we let it on, paranoia.
Angel, ring the alarm. These people can't keep calm. It's paranoia. Warning, calm up, very calm.
I'll see you all next time. And Buck the Bird, the wheelhouse of amazing adventure.
It's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're going to keep it right there in California. We're going to take it to my man, Brig. Brig, you can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at B-R-I-G as in George 650. That's Brig 650, representing California with the track title Lockdown, produced by Bardo Beats. You can also check out Bardo Beats on Instagram as well, B-A-R-D-O. B-E-A-T-S, Bardo Beats. That's the producer of this track. And here we go with Lockdown right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Yeah.
I'm up in there with my team, with my team, with my team. We just getting started, we can't stop now. We the ones with all the keys. What the fuck you thought? We got it locked down. You thought I would never be?
Never be, never be.
Shit, but y'all listen to everything that I'm dropping now. Man, I see it every week,
every week, every week.
People flip-flop how they feeling. Now what's that all about?
I done had enough of this.
Enough of this. It's time for me to live and start crossing shit off the bucket list. Hope that I don't fucking miss.
Fucking miss.
With this one shot, I'm taking it, hit the top like a ton of bricks. I be on some other shit, motherfuckers ain't touching this.
Nope.
I fucking spin it hotter than the sun in the summer is.
Yeah.
By the time I'm 26, I better have made it
have
to
made
that top tier level of greatness. Look, I forever embrace
forever
it.
Embrace.
This God-given talent, man, don't ever mistake it. I feel like Neo when he entered the Matrix. Capable of any achievement, the prodigal son. But all the naysayers hate to believe it. So from here on out, I'm driving my point straight to the ceiling. That I'm the next to chase the game, and you can take it or leave it. But either way, it's going down, homie. Now I can promise that I'm a Taliban with C4 turbines. I got the bomb, it's wrapped.
I'm up in there with my team, with my team, with my team. We just getting started, we can't stop now. We the ones with all the keys.
All the keys. All the keys.
What the fuck you thought? We got it locked down.
You thought I would never be?
Never be, never be.
Shit, but y'all listen to everything that I'm dropping now. Man, I see it every week.
Every week, every week.
People flip-flop how they feeling. Now what's that all about?
All these people around me talk down like they don't give a fuck. Behind my back, but then in my face, they try to lift me up. Saying shit like, Greg, you the best out. But then I leave and all you do is talk all of that shit with your chest out. I'm an elephant, don't think I'ma forget what you said about me and my fam, but damn it, you gon' give me respect now. Cause I earned it. They said I couldn't rap, but I learned it. Practiced every day, so now I'm back and determined to show the world my vision and let them know that I'm next up. And I'm taking shots at everyone, so go get your vest, bruh. Ain't nobody safe, see with the bullshit, I'm fed up. I wipe these rappers out quick and won't even flex once. Well, maybe one time so I can remind them just who the king is. But only once, no time to rewind it. I gotta keep it going, cause chasing the dream is something that never stops. So every day I'm at it with goals to one day be better off.
I'm up in there with my team,
with my team, with my team.
We just getting started, we can't stop now. We the ones with all the keys.
All the keys.
All the keys. What the fuck you thought? We got it locked down.
You thought I would never be?
Never be, never be.
Shit, but y'all listen to everything that I'm dropping now. Man, I see it every week.
Every week, every week.
People flip-flop how they feeling. Now what's that all about?
Yeah. Now what's that all about? All that flip-flopping you guys doing.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. We're live in Jacksonville, Florida, right here on Get Lifted Radio. That was my man, Brig. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram, Brig, B-R-I-G 650. That's Brig 650 representing California. Real quick, like I was saying, we'll just discuss the debate, as that is a topic of today, obviously, along with some other drama and rumors that go on in the daily news. But I just wanted to kind of give my own personal opinion about the candidates. I'm not going to be all deep and get all in depth about the situation. I'm just going to just tell it what it is on the surface. But just from my own personal view, Donald Trump obviously is a, to me, he's not a qualified individual to run a country and do it with a level head and a thoughtful mind. I feel like most decisions that he make will be definitely off of impulse, emotion, and prejudices. So with that being said, obviously I'm not voting for Donald Trump. Am I a huge fan of Hillary? No, I'm not. However, I do feel like the people as a whole, to an extent, have a chance with her, depending on what it is that we ask for. I do feel like she will go to bat for most of what it is that the American people are voting for and asking for. Everything she's going to be able to accomplish? Obviously not. I mean, Obama couldn't accomplish everything. I don't think there's any president that accomplished everything that they actually set out to in their agenda. Some did, maybe Bush, like blowing up 9/11 or blowing up buildings and all that. Who knows? I don't know, but that's just my opinion. But I just feel like, you know, I hear a lot of people saying they're not going to vote. I hear a lot of people complaining instead of trying to figure out ways to better the situations, whether it just be in your own city or you're trying to make a difference for the whole nation, which is very difficult for one person. The protesting and things of that nature, as far as that goes, the protesting, I have a problem with it when it becomes violent and people are destroying other people's properties and things of that nature, because that just validates the stigmatisms that obviously are against African-American people, because this is where the shootings and things are happening within those communities, where the urban mass majority of the community is urban, which is considered African-American. So with that being said, I just feel like protests, they can make a difference, but it, because times have changed, your methods also have to change. And no, it's not easy to change laws, but it is possible to reach out to your council of your city, to your congressman, to your state representatives, and things of that nature. Get petitions going, sit down with lawyers and individuals that are willing to help figure out, you know, how can there be law reform? Because without some sort of law reform, we're going to all continue to be in the same state. As far as the economical community is in the, and I can only speak for African-American people because I'm African-American. I don't know what it's like to live in a Chinese community. I don't know what it's like to live in an Arabic community or anything of that nature. So I'm not singling my race out. I'm just speaking from what I know. I just feel like if the African-American people didn't depend so much on, and I'm just going to be blunt with this, if we didn't depend so much on a Caucasian dollar or Caucasian corporations and things of that nature, and we all come together and we support one another and we build up our communities and build up businesses and things of our own and spend our dollars with one another, that is what will make a huge difference. And when you start making differences like that on the back end, trust and believe, that is more painful than us going to stores and breaking windows and things of that nature. So if you're not going to vote, just look at it like this. If you are able to vote and you're not voting and you don't support Trump, you might as well say that you are supporting him, because for every one vote that he doesn't get, that we don't get to cancel his votes out, there's a large number of people that support this guy. I live in Jacksonville, Florida, and I see it all day long, like Trump stickers on store windows, on gas station windows, on car windows. So I know for sure I live in a city and a county that definitely supports Donald Trump. And for me, that's pretty scary, because there's a lot of people here in Jacksonville, and this is not, it's not a large place, but it is a large place. And with that being said, I just want you all to think about who you're going to vote for. If you need to pray about it, pray about it. Meditate about it. Smoke about it. Don't get drunk about it, okay? But, you know, just be open to hear other people's opinions and why, and do your research. If you're not sure, make sure you do your research, ask questions, watch these debates, and, you know, don't be so quick to jump the gun because you are with a group of friends that may like Donald Trump and you may be afraid that they're not going to be your friend anymore, or vice versa. If you are a Trump supporter and you don't want to vote for Hillary, I don't even know what to say to that. So I just got to go to my next track. My next track is going to be, where are we going to go? We're going to go to Rhode Island. We're going to go to Rhode Island. Providence, Rhode Island. This track was actually submitted through an email blast. Shout out to Uncle T, Tony Goudry. If you're not following him, T-O-N-Y, last name G-U-I-D-R-Y on Facebook. He's very, very knowledgeable. I am the Connect on Instagram, but this is an artist that he submitted to us. His name is Flawless. You could check him out on Instagram and Twitter, Flawless RI. And here we go with Pressure.
Yeah. fear is a dream killer. But my fears are failing, made me dream bigger. So big, some would say it's just a fantasy. Well, I'ma do it to the point where every fantasy. I think back to the day of Pressure 3 when I wrote that track. That night I was a different man. Because halfway through, I was through with the pen. When I put it to my head, then the trigger, damn. I knew it was a mistake, you never understand, thinking that's a way to escape. I felt the pain so deep, I couldn't stop with the shake. Then they showed me that it wasn't my decision to make. I had a pile of glass, floor full of ash, with another bottle to smash. Once I finished the last, my inner voice telling me it could be gone in a flash. You never think these type of thoughts till you're down to your last. I know it's crazy to think I could've ended it there, to be numb, seeing more than attempting a scare. Ain't the one to talk about it, but I'm blessed to be here, and gotta pour it out my heart just for my just to be clear. And yeah, though the pain recreated such a sicker flow, I asked God why I'm walking with a bit of soul. Then right there I began to understand what he put into my hands was a recipe for me to grow. I was so busy trying to get the world to love me, I forgot the ones who already did. So caught up on trying to make a future for them, I couldn't be there all the time for my kids. Then I wonder why a bitter baby mother made me suffer, cause she never found it deep in her heart to forgive. Cause before I was trying to be a dad, I was deep up in the pad, but the rats weren't paying, and it was all for opportunity. Did it for years, and the payback was everything that's gotten me here. If they say I don't deserve what is coming, it's clear, they don't know. I flood the earth with all the sweat and the tears I had, quitting on my mind more than dozens of times. But can't let them see a failure when they look in my eyes. I'd rather die than have my daughter thinking I tried to make it happen for the future, but could never provide. I see the time, it's passing in the blink of an eye. I feel the pressure, it's pressing in the back of my spine. I hear the critics, they said that I was stupid to try, but a star needs all the darkness in order to shine. These rhymes gave me the name, but I was flawed from the start. So many cracks, but this diamond hasn't fallen apart. Here comes the flood, better get you an ark, cause you're gonna need two of everything to rebuild when I stop. I'm on a mission. Tell me not to change and they love to listen, but if you turn the page you can see the vision. Day to day everything feel like the same, but when you think of the past and look back everything is different. I think about the team that I got around me, the way we met, what we've done, how they got around me. I sit back just to watch them working hard around me, knowing I gotta be number one if they're counting on me. So there's no tuning the brakes, and no, there's no losing our place. This hotel is booked up, there's no room for mistakes. What is a movement if there isn't any movement to make? And that's why I gotta keep us at a positive pace. So I try to make it so there's not a moment to waste. I won't lie, it's cool to get a cosign from the greats. They know that I can see the real and the fake. I'm wide awake and I know what I can bring to the plate. But I don't know if the help is worth a slice of the cake. It took 10 years for me to bake. So excuse me if I'm sensitive by how much you can take. Me and my whole team walking down the road of success. No such thing as free rides when they offer you a check. That's why the pressure's always leaving me stressed. Cause everybody say he's gonna blow, it's still anyone's guess. I'm real.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Magic Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. And that was Flawless. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram, FlawlessRI. That track right there was titled Pressure 6. Excuse me. Check out his video on YouTube. Flawless Real Talk is his YouTube, Flawless Real Talk. And if you just search Pressure 6 or Flawless Pressure 6, I'm sure the video will pop right up. We're going to keep it rolling. Remember, if you got any thoughts or opinion on the presidential debate or the candidates, anything that's going on with some of the social issues right now, please don't hesitate to give us a call. 1-347-826-7536. That's 347-826-7536. Press 1, I'll state your name, the last four digits of your phone, number. You come on the line, you'll state your name and your city where you represent. And, you know, we'll get right into it. Once again, I appreciate everybody who continues to tune in to Get Lifted Radio. If you're not already, please follow us on Twitter at @GetLifted_Radio. You could check us out on Instagram at Get Lifted Radio. Also, don't forget to visit our website, getliftedentertainment.com. There is tons of indie artists there. If you just so happen to be a blogger, listening or you know someone that is a blogger in regards to indie music, fashion, sports, etc., health, makeup, I have plenty of space to share on my platform. I'm not selfish with it. Just have them contact us on our website, getliftedentertainment.com. You can hit the contact tab and shoot us an email or something with your phone number, or you can contact me at 323-642-8033. That's 323-642-8033. If you got a video, a track, anything like that, you want to get it up on our website, please let me know, and I will do my very best to get up there ASAP. And this platform is all about creating avenues and networking. We want to try to empower one another as much as we can. I feel like the more we empower one another, the more we can knock some of this negative energy out of the universe. With that being said, here we go with I'm Sorry by Jordan Lucas. Bow!
Go ahead and call me a coward, say that I'm not strong because I'm not like you. Go ahead and call me crazy because I live in a maze. Tell me, how about you? I think I live in my head. Sometimes I think that I'm dead. I hide behind my youth. No, I've been losing my mind and I'm a little behind. Step aside my shoes because I've never been happy with myself. And I don't need no one feeling bad for me. Trying to offer me pity and throw jabs at me. Want to give me advice and then laugh at me behind closed doors. Just close the door and let me be by myself. Just me and myself. I'm tired of living, I cry, I hear it's easy to die, I wanna see for myself. And I know that sounds crazy to everyone else, but I'm depressed as fuck, stressed as fuck. Ain't no medicine that can cure what's intense and drugs I need extra love and that ain't even enough. So that ain't even enough, and where the fuck is God? Damn. Maybe I ain't believing enough, but today we gonna see if he's real. And if he is, then I guess I'm probably going to hell. Look, I ain't wanna die like this, I ain't picturing my life like this. They don't know what it's like this. Pretending I'm happy so I can smile like this and laugh like you. Sometimes I wonder if I ever act like you. Could I finally fit in and maybe relax like, ooh? Or would you feel lost without me? Cause honestly, I think the world is better off without me. And my mind's spinning. This is the line finished. Truth is, I don't care how they feel about my feelings. I made up my mind. I'm going out like Robin Williams. I guess I'm not the ordinary people of John Legend. And I've been suicidal since the day I was 9. Shit. Okay, today I was 9. I've been tired of being bullied, couldn't stay out the fire. Grandma told me I should take it one day at a time. And damn it, look at me now. Fuck. Pen running out. Shit. Damn. Look, just know it's a new day. But if you're reading this, then it's probably too late.
Just make sure you tell my family it's okay. I'm sorry, but it's too late. I'm sorry, so much pain on me. I don't wanna live to see another day. I'm sorry, but I can't stay. I'm sorry, so much pain on me. Just make sure you tell my family it's okay. I'm sorry, but it's too late. I'm sorry.
Finally happy, it's too late for you. Been going out of my mind, you don't know how many times that I done prayed for you. I hope you hear me, goddammit, cause I got so much shit that I wanna say to you. I used to shine, now I'm all in the dark. I remember I used to tell you to follow your heart, but goddammit, look at you now, it's all of your fault, how could you? Maybe it's my fault, I should've paid more attention to what you been doing. Maybe I should've been more of an influence. I can't believe that you're dead. I read your letter and all I could do is have mixed feelings about it. But I'll forever be attached to you.
Damn.
Part of me feels bad for you. A part of me feel like you weak and I'm mad at you. And I don't mean to be insensitive, but I don't understand how we couldn't prevent this shit. You took the easy way out. God damn it, you did. I mean, look what you did. I'm so fucking upset. How could you be so selfish? Nigga. How could you be so selfish? Now you're gone, you done left me so helpless. I wonder what God thinks. I hope you in God's place behaving yourself. Yo, what the fuck you gotta say for yourself? Look, I really feel lost without you. I hate the fact you think the world is better off without you. And my mind's spinning, this is the line finished. Truth is, I don't care how you feel about my feelings. And I'd be lying to you if I told you a fine listen. I know that you can hear me, all I need is like 5 minutes. I just wanna reach inside the casket and pull you out. I'm sorry, this is something that we both couldn't figure out. I wish I could hear you now, it's just so missing. I wonder if you could do it again, would you do it different? Tell me what death is like. Was it meant for you, Brody? Did the heaven support it? Are you fucking happy now? Did you get what you wanted? Isn't this what you wanted? I feel the temperature falling and you've been suicidal back then, you were not. Yeah, even back then you was not. We was living on the edge, couldn't stay out the fire. Grandma told us we should take it one day at a time, and damn it, look at you now. But it's a new day, and if you can't hear me, then it's probably too late. Fuck!
Just make sure you tell my family it's okay. I'm sorry, but it's too late. I'm sorry, so much waiting on me. I don't wanna live to see another day. I'm sorry, but I can't stay. I'm sorry, so much waiting on me. Just make sure you tell my family it's okay. I'm sorry, but it's too late. I'm sorry, so much waiting on me. I don't wanna live to see another day.
Yo, what's up, it's Jono, better known as Mr. No Condom, and right now I'm turning up on a Tuesday with the homie Maggie Love on Get Lifted Radio, the number one spot for indie hip-hop.
Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. I came in here alone, I better die that way. Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. They say he a player, man, he got a girl. He don't give a damn about nothing, man, except the world. He think he on top, I think not. Man, let's set up shot. I say call the cops, he sell rocks. Man, I'm tryna plot. He be on that shit, he the shit. He ain't got no equals, he think any better. He so cool, he don't know his people. He don't really care, nobody. He just off himself, he about a dollar. He gon' spend it, I mean no one else, I swear to God. He the dude, he don't fool with us. He ran track, he play cornerback. He went to school with us, he from town. He don't mess around, he just do it up. His music crack, I won't buy a track. I just say it's whack, hope he don't make it out the city where we coming from. He on his way, I don't wanna see another coming up. Hate that dude, doing everything I said I wanted to. Now I'm only left judging, what am I to do? I came in here alone, I better die that way. Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. I came in here alone, I bet I die that way. Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. They say she a hoe, man, she sleep around. She with everybody, man, she go. Man, she known the town. She think it's on low, but they know. Man, she think she fly. She think she the shit. She's a bitch. Man, that's on my life. Man, he bought that Benz. She can't do that shit for herself. She ain't finished school. She just living off that shit as well. She think she on top, but she not. She just selling goodies. He don't love that girl. She a side. He just wants the cookie. Swear to God. it's just hate. Y'all can deal with that. She with me, posted up beside where the millions at. On the top, all we do is shop. Did you picture that? Tax we pop, all you do is stop. I can picture that. Got her on, she ain't got a spin. I just toss a band with a boss, fucking with a cost. Do you understand? Rubber bands, that's the plan. Papered up, don't need a man. If I ever need a baby, she can lend a hand. I came in here alone, I bet I die that way. Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. I came in here alone, I bet I die that way. Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. Came in here alone, I bet I die that way. Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. Don't give a damn about what you say. I came in here alone, I bet I die that way.
Yo, 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 it's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We're going to keep it rolling, rolling, rolling. Ooh, we're going to go with Young M.A. So I have a real funny story. I have a friend who actually, when I played that song today, was like, why does he say... ooh, like, why does a guy want to say ooh? And I was like, that's not a guy, you know, that's a girl. And she's like, oh, started laughing, like, I actually feel better now that I know that it's a girl that's saying ooh and not a guy wearing skinny jeans and boo woo. So I thought that was pretty hilarious. But anyway, here we go with Young M.A. with ooh.
Yo, bro, I think I had too much Hennessy, man. This Hennessy getting to me. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little smashed. I'm a little dressed. But we in the club, man. Oh. Yeah, they hate, but they broke though. And when it's time to pop, they have no show. Yeah, I'm pretty, but I'm loco. The loud got me moving slow-mo. Ayo, Tweety, where the hoes, bro? Ayo, Keys, where the hoes, though? That other nigga, he a bozo. It's the mayor, you don't know,
bro.
We got liquor by the boatload. Disrespect the life, that's a no-no. All my niggas dressed in that Rojo. I ride for my guys, that's the bro code. Baby gave me head, that's a low blow. Them, she make me weak when she deep throw. I need a rich bitch, not a cheap hoe. They be on that hate shit, I peep though. My brother told me, fuck him, get that money, sis. You just keep on running on your hungry shit. Ignore the hate, ignore the fake, ignore the funny shit. Cause if a nigga violate, we got a honey clip. And we go 0 to 100 quick. We just them niggas you ain't fucking with. Pockets on the chubby chick. And still go back a thotty and some bummy shit. Yo, Eli, why they testing me?
Huh?
Like, I don't always keep the hammer next
like
to me.
Like,
I ain't got a header to the left
like
of me.
I ain't got a header.
Like, we ain't in these streets more than sesame.
Ooh.
But that's your chicken, why she texting
yo, why
me?
She texting?
Why she keep calling my phone, speaking sexually?
Ooh.
Every time I'm out, why she stressing
yo, why
me?
She stressing?
You call her Stephanie?
Call her, huh?
I call her Heffany.
Ooh.
I don't open doors for her.
No, no.
I just want the neck, nothing more.
No, nothing more.
Shorty, make it clap, make it applause. When you tired of your man, give me a call. Dyke bitches talking out they jaw. Next minute calling for the law. This 9.5, I'm calling for the law. They ain't getting money, so they bored. I can never lose, what you thought? And they got it all locked,
man, of course.
They say I got the juice, I got the soul. These haters on my body, shake them
all.
Pussy, I'm a bully in the ball. I'm killing them, sorry for your loss. I just caught a body, Randy Moore. Now this year, I'm really going on. Ooh. Ooh. These haters on my body, shake them all. Ooh. Ooh. These haters on my body, shake them off. These haters on my body, shake them off. I can never lose, what you thought? What they thought? I can never lose, what you thought? This Henny got me, it got me sauce. This Henny got me, ooh, it got me sauce. I can never lose, what you thought? And they got it all locked, man, of course. Ooh. Oh!
What's up? This your boy Looney Benz with Off the Porch Entertainment. You rocking with Magic Love and Get Lifted Radio on Turn Up Tuesdays. Turn up!
Everybody in line just like a marching band. You can hear us down the street just like a marching band. And we show up DJ like a marching band. 100 rounds, drums, nigga, marching band. Everybody in line just like a marching band. You can hear us down the street just like a marching band. And we show up deep just like a marching band. 100 round drums, nigga, marching band.
I'm riding on them, I'm driving on them like hurricanes and thunderstorms.
I've been a G since JR, had a shotgun at a college dorm.
I told him once, I told him twice, fuck boy, you've been warned.
I'm nasty hoe, I do porn, got American bitches, got a few phones.
I show up in your city bus and I call that bitch the Dalai Lama.
Rip my hood like a real nigga, rest in peace my boy Jolly Mama.
I rhyme that shit on purpose, these rap niggas ain't got purpose. These rap niggas ain't got no nuts, they damn sure got purses.
My soul ain't for purchase, we pulling up in hearses.
Real shit, when I sign text, that's the only time I write cursive. Y'all niggas too, Bruce Jenner, I took them to a few dinners. She got the great goose in her, I shot the good juice in her.
I just dipped my dick in gold, my bitch treated like it's golden.
I'm a king around this motherfucker,
royalty has spoken.
If my queen say she wants you dead,
royalty has spoken.
I tell the band, look, here's the plan, we bustin' heads wide open.
Oh Lord.
Everybody in line just like a marching band. You can hear us down the street just like a marching band. And we show up deep just like a marching band. 100 round drums, nigga, marching band.
You wanna wager with your life?
Let's do it.
Fuck with me, I take the bet. Got bad bitches in the band too. In the major reds, get major wet. Oh Lord. I'm affiliated with the people that be dressed in the black, walking through the graveyard, they don't wanna do that. Come to the murder house, that's where that.
Red rum, nigga.
Count Crystal Lake, set the lake on fire. Do you motherfuckers wanna come and battle with the band, man? I'm talking to you rap niggas, dope boys, gangbangers, it don't really matter, we gon' get them, nigga. If I got a problem with you, I tell you. And the niggas I know that a murder nigga tell me to calm down, so what that tell
you? I got band music.
Rubber band me,
rubber band me,
marching band me,
marching band me,
marching band me,
marching band me,
Taliban me,
Taliban me,
bandsaw me,
bandsaw me,
horror music bitch,
horror music bitch,
damn y'all music,
damn
them hoes say damn y'all do,
damn y'all do.
Self arrival can't fuck with me. I'm eating out this music, dog. Don't fuck the fame, it ain't for me. I can't pretend around grown men like I'm cool with the new hip hop. That's why I said fuck them. Anybody got a problem? Then fuck them. I'm chillin'.
Everybody in line just like a marching band. You can hear us down the street just like a marching band. And we show up DJ like a marching band. 100 round drums, nigga, marching band.
Everybody in line just like a marching band.
You can hear us down the street just like a marching band. And we show up deep just like a marching band. 100 round drums, nigga, marching band.
So this is what greatness feels like. I can dig. Underground King. Royalty has spoken.
Super cranky. Super cranky.
Stunt for the hard. Get close. Friday.
What you hustling for? Just a stunt for these hoes. What you hustling for? An ounce of gas and some clothes. What I'm hustling for? Getting mama out the project. Put my
tricking online. I done paid my dues, I done did my time. If it ain't about a check, don't text or hit my line. If it ain't about a check, don't text or hit my line.
I know a lot of these rappers that owe me. For the check, better cut it like OT. And I been had a bag, no rap shit. You better ask your bitch, homie, who the OG? I really got it out the mud, that's a rain check. It ain't a motherfucking thing you can show me. Yo, walk around looking like a brick. I got 24 on me like Kobe. I'm the man in my motherfucking city. I got the hotline blinking like Drizzy. I can still make a killing off the mission. You better ask Jay Bolek, get it. Got free Montana on the fitted. See, a lot of y'all niggas don't get it. Yeah, my nigga, we winning. GE with a new no limit. Yeah.
What you hustling for? Just a stunt for these hoes. What you hustling for? I don't think gas is some clothes. What I'm hustling for? Getting mama out the project. Put my kids in college. Private jets to the island. I want a bag. I want a bag. I want a bag. Yeah, yeah. I want a bag. I want a bag. I want a bag. Yeah, yeah. All my life I had to hustle. All I know is this struggle. If the one thing about it.
Yo, it's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We're live right here from Jacksonville, Florida on Get Lifted Radio. Before I let you go, real quick, I just want to do some plugs real quick. If you're in the Fort Lauderdale, Broward County area and you're looking for a food prep service, a meal prep service. I almost said a mood prep service, but I'm sure those services are out there too. However, that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about food prep. You can hit up Hello Itis. You can visit their website, www.hello-i-tis. So that's hello-i-tis.com, like Itis. Hello Itis. You can check them out on Instagram as well at Hello Itis, and that's HELLO_I_TIS. The food is dope. When I was down in Fort Lauderdale, I was actually I had the opportunity to check out some of the meals, so I give them two thumbs up. Also, if you are in need of romance products, beauty products, males, if you need grooming products, hey, you might want to get some massage oils, you might want to get some candles, set the mood right, you might have an anniversary or something coming up. Nonetheless, you can contact Pure Romance Consultant Renee. You can hit her up on her Instagram at Passions Toys, PassionsToys, Passions Toys. And you could also check her out on Facebook. Pure Romance by Renee is her Facebook. And if you want to go check out some products, you can go visit her website. U R, and that's the letter U, the letter R, the letter A. URAPassionDiva.com. As always, I thank you guys for tuning in. We're live every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. If you know somebody that is interested in getting their track in rotation, please have them visit our website, getliftedentertainment.com, and they'll see tabs there for submissions in regards to song or commercial play, as well as submitting to be a guest, currently scheduling guests for the months of November and December. October the 11th, we will have Pure Romance consultant Renee back as a guest. We'll also have a manager of Bentley Records down in New Orleans that will be a guest here with us also in the month of October. So stay tuned. Turn Up Tuesdays. Our number remains the same, 347-826-7536. Check us out on our Instagram, getlifted_radio. It's getliftedradio. Our Twitter is getlifted_radio. So that's getlifted_radio on Twitter. And our Instagram is getliftedentertainment. Real quick, I want to take this caller before we go. 9951. 9951, you're live. What it do?
This Nick. I'm late, but I'm here.
Hey, you on time. You on time.
Oh, man.
What's going on, man? We got 90 seconds. It's all yours.
Oh, I'm cool. Just calling to report the show, man. I'm trying to finish up some schoolwork. I started yesterday, so.
Okay.
Man. I see you have
motion.
Yeah, I see you played with West King of Alabama. I want a bag.
Oh, yeah. Man. I like that track. Yeah. Yeah, he keep me in the loop. He wanted a few artists that use their email properly. So,
yeah. You
know, when you use the email properly, I don't mind looking out, you know. Hey, man, well, I see you doing your thing. You're going to be performing at the festival coming up in Atlanta. Real quick, tell the people where you're going to be at.
Yeah, A3C, October 6th at Space 2 for the sound release. Official A3C. I'm official this year.
Woo. Official. On the official lineup, baby. We moving up. Hey, congratulations on that. That's a good look.
I appreciate that, man.
No doubt. I appreciate you for calling in.
No doubt.
Later. That was the homie 706, Nikki McKnight. Nikki McKnight, you can follow her on Twitter and Instagram, 706NIX, 706NIX, Twitter, Instagram, website, 706NIX.com. And once again, I appreciate everybody for tuning in. We're about to run out of time here, so be sure to follow us, Get Lifted Radio on Instagram. Peace.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted if you really ready to say, yeah. If you really ready to say, yeah. You know?